Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Almada out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almada moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cronin bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Almada moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox is walked intentionally. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Almada scores. There goes Kramer trying to get to home. Krivic throws the ball into Sewell who tags Kramer who's trying to score from second, for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Sewell reaches second base with a double. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead bunts towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball towards center. Kramer catches it and throws to first to double up Krivic. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. All runners are safe. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Desautels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 2 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Whitehead, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Fox, and towards McNair, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead hits a pop-up in front of the plate. DeSotil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home to get Kramer. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. McNair moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Gene DeSotils is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSotils is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeSotils takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 3 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. Walker moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to home to get Walker. Bonura moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 3 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almada for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive towards third. Pete reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitehead bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with McNair covering, for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Archie McCain now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive beyond second. McNair can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Jack Wilson now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Krivic scores. Walker moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-4 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Bobby Doerr pinch runs for Wes Farrell. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Fabian Gafka pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair scores. Higgins moves to third. Doerr moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.